The following is a morning walk conversation given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on December 4th, 1973, in Los Angeles.
Very plain word, avinashi tu tad vidhi. Just try to understand that thing, which is spreading consciousness all over the world. It's like a small grain of poison. As soon as you take it, immediately spread all over the blood. Even a small grain. And how much powerful is that spiritual spark?
So the grain is carried by the blood. What is the spiritual spark carried by?
Spiritual spark. This one is not carried by, but he resides within the body. He is carried by his own karma. Subtle desire is carried. Everyone is carried by his desire. Why have I come here in America? I got a desire to preach. Therefore I come. Otherwise I had no business to come here. So desire carries you. That is the rascal, they do not know. Desire is there. They cannot see. But desire is there. Mind is there. Intelligence is there. They cannot see. And that is carrying. It is example is given just like the aroma of a flower is being carried by the air. Nobody can see, but one can feel, oh, it is very good, nice aroma, that one is coming. But he has no eyes to see either the aroma or the air. Similarly, the soul after destruction of this body is being carried by the desire. But they have no eyes to see what is that desire, what is that soul, what is that intelligence. They are saying, there is no soul. This is mostly stupidity.
So...
Simply stupid.
So if someone is Krishna conscious, then nothing can be hidden from him.
Huh?
If someone is Krishna conscious...
Yes, because he learns from the Krishna. Krishna says, Abhinashi tu tad vidhi, jena saro, na jayate na amriyate vaka, na hannate, hannamane sarire. So we are, Krishna conscious means we are taking what Krishna says. Therefore we know. And then you judge in your own way, you'll find, yes, it is all right. Yes. At the present moment, because your these blunt eyes cannot see the soul, you have to learn it by appreciation. Anubhav. It is called anubhav. Appreciation. Just like Krishna says that tadvidhi, that thing which is spreading consciousness, that is soul. Now you can perceive there must be something which is now absent, otherwise why there is no consciousness? Where is the difficulty? If you do not see, you can understand it. Just like the same example, when good aroma is carried, so, somebody says this good aroma is coming because the air is passing through a flower garden, therefore this aroma. Now this is a fact, but you cannot see the aroma or the air, but you hear from an experienced man. That is it. That is the way of understanding which is beyond your sense perception. But these rascals simply they are depending on their blunt senses, the stupids, so-called scientists. Therefore they are stupid. They simply believe on their eyes. They do not know how much defective these eyes and senses are. Incomplete. That they do not know. They believe on the defective senses. Akhoja. Akhoja. Experimental. Everything experimental. Veda says, don't try to experiment which is beyond your sense. How you will experiment? It is not possible. Achinta khaluje bhava natastarkena yoga. It is achinta. It is beyond your conception. Why you are wasting your time?
But a scientist will say that I can show you what the aroma looks like.
They cannot show you. That is another stupid. Now here is, well, who can deny that Krishna says that avinashita tadvitti jenasa, there is a thing within the body which is eternal. What is that thing? Which is spreading consciousness. And you saw, what is that thing? Which is spreading consciousness. Then I shall accept you as scientist.
How can we believe Krishna?
Huh? No, you don't believe. But here is a fact that there is something within the body which is spreading consciousness. That is eternal. There is no question of believing. It is a fact. Now you show, what is that fact? Where is that fact?
They would say it is just biochemical reactions.
Biochemical reactions? Do it, rascal. You cannot do it. You rascal, simply speak, you cannot do it. That is our content.
Yeah.
Therefore you are rascal. You speak something which is beyond your power.
Papa is solved one.
Yeah. Therefore, simply cheating people. And we Krishna conscious men, we want to stop this thing. Anyway.
I say we also cannot prove the soul is eternal.
No, there is proof. There is something. We accept it, but you don't accept it. There are so many things. There are so many things. You do not see, but you should accept it. Just like, without father, there cannot be son. Now, you have not seen your father. But mother says, here is your father. You have to believe it. It is a fact.
They can experience being a father themselves. They can experience that because they can be a father themselves.
They can father themselves?
Yes.
Without son, how one becomes father?
No, but that example falls within the range of their experience because they can also be
no,
a father.
No, not your experience, but a superior experience, your mother. Not your experience. You cannot say by experience who is your father. Your mother can say.
But the example that I have a father can be appreciated because I can
therefore
also be a
that appreciation is there that avinashi tadvitti jenasa, the consciousness is spreading from the soul. So you have to appreciate there must be something from which consciousness comes. That you cannot deny.
Well, they say it's biochemical development.
No, then you replace consciousness, your biochemical combination. When that you cannot do.
When the baby is born dead.
But just because they say dead. Because we can't do it yet.
No,
doesn't
no,
mean it's not
you cannot do that what you are asking. You're talking all nonsense. You cannot do it as you speak.
200 years ago they weren't able to fly.
No, 200 not. I want immediately. We don't want blank check. Rascal blank check.
Well, you can go this way.
Post dated blank check. We don't do it. We must have real cash.
And then they will admit, actually, that their senses are limited.
They don't want to see a soul.
Which way?
Go from one life to another life.
Which way?
This. Prabhupada, actually, this knowledge is so absolute. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that pratyaksha avagamam dharmyam. You can actually experience.
Yes.
Just by taking bhakti, you can see that your purification comes. And actually, intelligence comes from Krishna. So if actually one is sincere, then Krishna will give him intelligence that, yes, actually there is a soul, and actually I am the super soul. And
no, no, my senses are defective. But the source from which I know, that is not defective. I cannot experimentally know who is my father, but the source from whom I understand, that is perfect.
In other words, they will get confirmation within their heart. They will be satisfied that yes, Krishna is God if they are sincere.
Yes, if they are sincere, that is it. Buddha bhava samanta. Others, rascals, Buddha, Naradhama, they cannot.
They'll say you're sincerely brainwashed. They say you are sincerely brainwashed.
Brainwashed? Why? These are facts.
But we still have some basis.
You simply misrepresent scientists. Now we say that there must be something which is spreading consciousness. How can I deny it? It is not brainwashed. There must be something. Now if you are a scientist, you find out.
That which is spreading consciousness.
Yeah. What is that thing which is spreading consciousness?
So if they say it's the chemicals, but they can't do that, they can't.
Yes, you put the chemicals. Just like I have sent my car there, it is not running. So they know how it will run. They know. Therefore I have sent. But you do not know, you are speaking nonsense. You do not know anything. And as soon as you are captured, you say, yes, in future I shall know. What is this? The same post-dated blank check, which has no value. Will the post-dated check will be accepted by anyone? Suppose you give me a post-dated check, if I pay him, what is this nonsense? This is all nonsense, future. No future, sir, immediate, cash payment.
So that's cheating.
That is cheating.
You also can show us.
No, I can show you. I say there must be something.
But we say it's the spirit. They say
whatever it may be. I say something. You find out there's something. I say something. I don't say spirit, matter, or anything. Something.
Yes, they say that they will find
it. That is the attitude. Find out now, and I accept you. You are scientist. Yes. Cash money, sir. Then I shall know that you are rich man. You want to cheat me with a paper?
That's why they'll say that we are doing research.
That means then don't talk that you are scientist. You are student. You are trying to learn. You are student. You cannot say that you are scientist.
So regardless of our position, they're not qualified. Yes.
Their system is to remain a student and pose as teacher. Their system. They are trying to learn it, and still they are posing as teacher. Teacher means one who knows. Does not know, still he poses his post as a teacher.
So the system cannot be good because it does not purify their character, they still cheat.
No, cheating simply. Little knowledge, cheating. Little knowledge.
They simply are like neti-neti, not this, not this.
Not, yes, negation.
Negation.
Definition by negation, not positive negation. They say it is not this, but what it is they cannot say.
Yes.
That is their process.
They say not God, but...
Elimination.
Therefore they are fools. The evidence is there. Any child can understand. And even they are less than a child. If I say there is something, therefore there is consciousness, any boy can understand. But they cannot understand. They're less than a boy.
They say there's no proof that that's something...
That is the proof. That is the proof.
Yes, their own law of conservation. Yes.
No, I'm talking about the individuality.
No, individuality. Oh, there are so many proofs. There are so many proofs. How we can say it is not?
By their own laws.
No, it's not that. It is dimensional. That something is missing within the body, therefore it is dead. So what is your answer? We say something is missing. We shall decide what is that something later on. If something is missing. If you suggest that something is some chemical combination, then you do it. Therefore you do not know. I say something is missing. If you know that you replace something, then you know.
What do we say that something is?
That everyone can, any layman can understand. That this dead body is unconscious because something is missing. Any layman can understand. Now, if you know that, then you replace it. I don't say I know, but I say something is missing. You have to accept also that. But if you know that something, then you replace it. Otherwise, you also do not know. The way you are talking, a big, big word. You do not know. But something is mentioned that is accepted by everyone.
So we both don't know.
Huh? No, I know better than you. Because you are a fool, I am a fool. But you are a fool, still you are posing you know. That is the difference.
And then they say, we don't know, but we're trying to find out.
No, that also, yeah, then why I shall give you better position?
We're also trying to find
then
out.
Then why shall I give you better position? You are on the same level with me. Why you are posing as I am scientist? You are a fool. You admit I am fool. You admit you are a fool. But why you are posing as a scientist?
Because they all say that they have trying to find out experimental means.
That you have not found out. That's a fact. As I have found out. Therefore, you are equally fool like me. Don't pose yourself better than me.
We're both fools.
Well, at least we are accepting some authority, which is supposedly very authorized by great saints, sages.
Yeah.
By they have also great authorities.
Well, these are fallible
authorities. And all their authority is, therefore, these persons who do not accept authority, they are rascals.
They are accepting
authority. No, they are accepting authority who is not authority.
Oh,
Darwin, they are accepting Darwinism.
Yeah.
They say, well, why should we accept
No, come to argument, please. Then, whether Darwin is authority or Krishna is authority, you have to decide. Yeah.
They accept, like, I have not seen President Nixon, but I accept because I read it in the newspaper. So somebody says, that, well, by following this bhakti, you can see Krishna, but they will not accept that.
Yeah.
Why should they accept Krishna's authority over Darwin's authority?
Because he is accepted by
great sages.
Great sages, saintly persons, scholars.
By many scientists.
Then that way, fool's paradise, it is called it to be wise, where ignorance is bliss. That is the only conclusion. Because this world is all full of fools, so it is very difficult to put out. That we know. Therefore, we should not go to the mudhas.
Yeah. So they can go to Darwin's planet, we'll go to Krishna's planet.
Yes.
Then how will we defeat them?
Janti bhute ja bhutani.
By giving them prasadam.
Eh?
We'll defeat them by giving them prasadam, right?
But we're supposed
to
cure
their disease. We have to give them prasadam and give them chance to hear Hare Krishna, diseased fellow. Just like a man suffering from jaundice, he sees everything yellow. And if you have guys, if you say, no, it is not yellow, white. No, I see yellow. What can we do? Then the medicine has to be. He'll never say it is white. He'll say it is yellow. Because he's suffering. We have to cure. That is, if my consciousness method is curing the disease of jaundice.
In other words, Prabhupada, unless there are enough gentlemen to accept saintly persons, you cannot talk to them. Do we have to defeat them by prasadam?
Yes. No, we have to show them mercy. It is not the question of defeat. Just like a diseased person is talking nonsense, the doctor takes care. All right, go on talking nonsense. Take this medicine. That is hospitalization.
They are already defeated.
Yes, already defeated by nature. Maya avarita jnana. That is it. Avarita jnana. Maya has taken their all knowledge. And because Maya has taken their all knowledge, the preaching is required. We are suffering. Kitab jantana. There is suffering from our mind, from our body. This is natural suffering. There is bodily suffering, mental suffering. There suffering caused by other living entities. So we are always suffering. But still they are thinking that we are happy. The disease is already there. Just like the Arabian do not want to give you petrol. That means a suffering caused by other nations. So this is going on. They simply trying to settle up, but the suffering is there. But they are not in their knowledge that in spite of our all endeavor, the sufferings are there. What is the cause? Then whom shall I go to ask why the suffering is there? Tad vijnanartham saguru. Therefore you must approach to a person who knows how the sufferings will be mitigated.
Then
you cannot go to the so-called.
How can you convince that we are a genuine? How can you convince that we are a genuine people?
That we'll have to learn. That's like you have to go to school. That is injunction. But if you do not know what is school, you could go to a cow pond. That is your fault. If I say you go and purchase this from the market, suppose you have to purchase God. Now you go to a storefront, a milk seller. Then how you get the gold? That intelligence you must have. So where gold can be had? You must go to the person who is dealing really with gold. But if you do not know, then you will be cheated. That much knowledge you must have. That is book distribution.
Just like there are some good schools and some bad schools.
And because now they are so fallen, they do not go, neither they know. Therefore we are canvassing. Here is school.
Yes.
That is our vision. Here is knowledge, come out.
Still they won't go.
That is their misfortune.
This is the only knowledge. Everybody else is distributing ignorance.
Yes.
Sometimes questions are raised saying that how do we know that a bird is more intelligent than human being?
Yes, bird is more intelligent.
But we are posing that the human beings are there.
Just like here is a bird, as soon as you see so many men are coming, he'll jump over you. You are not intelligent to jump over. Suppose somebody is coming to stab you, you cannot jump. Therefore, bird is more intelligent.
They know
there is enemy is coming. Even he says, animals they know. As soon as there is enemy, they take protection.
But they take the hook.
Huh?
But the fish take the hook.
Hook?
When the man is fishing with a hook, the fish takes
that,
the hook.
That ignorance is there. But the hook, not only out of ignorance, out of greediness.
Yeah.
So if you become more greedy, he knows that he's sufficient food in the sea. But the rascal is greedy, he's taking another. Due to this rascaldom, he's dying. Greediness. So similarly, all arrangement is there, God meant, even for a human being. But because they're rascal, they're greedy. They're greedy. Although their greediness cannot satisfy them, everyone is greedy. Because the law of nature is equal to everyone. If law of nature can supply food to the birds and beasts and everyone, why not to the human being? What human being has done? But they are rascal, greedy, they are the suffering. The more, want more. There is already food, grains, meal, flour, fruits, immense supply, but he'll cut the throat of another animal. Greedy. And they're suffering, committing sinful activity.
But we're getting information that only in the human...
Where from information? Another rascal? What is that information? If you get information from another rascal, what do you get benefit? The source of information must be perfect. Then you get information, it's all right. If you are a rascal and if you get information for another rascal, then what is the benefit? Because you have not, you are cheated, you are cheated, therefore that is your worship.
We are imperfect, how will we know what a perfect source is?
No, I do not know. Therefore it is said, tad vijnanartham guru mai bhavyo. You must know from a person who knows. And his perfection and proved any satisfaction. The so-called scientists, philosophers, politicians, they could not bring peace in the world. That is it.
We have also not got peace in the world.
No, we are, our followers are peaceful. We are getting thousands of letters. Yeah, how much we have benefited.
The United Nations gets thousands of letters.
United Nations.
I don't think so.
They get letters protest that you rascal United Nations voted being for this.
Well, they get millions of dollars in contributions every year for people who think they're doing.
No, that in future.
No.
That is his philosophy.
Our philosophy also, we say we can bring peace in the world, but that's
the no, but they're giving but contributions. No. Maybe that will help them bring peace.
Then United Nations is not better than us. You have to accept. If we cannot give peace and they have not given peace, then why they are so big organization?
That is because it's a better order.
They cannot answer. They simply give. They can give simply war. That's all. And united. They're speaking of unity. Only flags are increasing daily. Another flag. And the flags will never unite. And still, they are advertising United Nations.
And the war starts United States.
Here in America. They started United Nations. We are going to fight with the bad man. United Nations.
Unless one is free from the material concept of life, like I'm American or I'm Indian, I'm Chinese, I'm Japanese, how can he be peaceful? Because he has got some grudge against somebody else.
Yeah.
Whereas a devotee, he doesn't have any grudge against anybody. Mm. Therefore, he is peaceful.
Demons.
Well, no.
Extinguishes.
That's actually love towards Krishna. It's not grudge against demons.
The devotee also is merciful to the demons.
No. We are not envious of the demons. Otherwise, there is no need of preaching. We are trying to make the demons perfect. That is our duty.
Huh? Yes.
Yes, compassion.
Yeah. We are preaching that the human form of life is the most important form of any living entities. The human form of life is the most important
develop concept.
Species.
Develop concept.
But somebody asks, how do I know that bird is not more highly advanced than human being?
How do you can ask?
By example,
that is,
they never planted a little
human being has created this city. The bird cannot.
Birds also create cities.
No, they city their own way, but not like this.
Because
human being has constructed the skyscraper building. The bird cannot.
So they said this is this our own mental concoction.
Prepare their nest. With some sticks and that's all. That much they can do.
You can big
beans. You can. That is the difference.
Because even the most powerful birds we can control.
But there is no benefit. You are misusing your intelligence by skyscraper building. And they are using their intelligence to make a nest. But the benefit derived is equal. Therefore, in that sense, you are less intelligent.
In other words, they are rather never violate the laws of nature.
Yeah.
But rather we are rather backward because we try to fight against the laws of nature.
Yeah, that is our disease.
So they are more advanced.
Practically, you said that. That the birds are living naturally.
Yes, naturally. They have no discrimination. They have to abide by the laws of nature. But you have got discrimination. That's what you are.
So we will attract the scientists by saying that we are both fools? Before we were saying that we are both fools. Is that how we attract the scientists?
No, that was argument. We are not fools. The scientist is fool. We are educated.
But how we can get them to come and take prasadam?
Give them nice prasadam, they will come. If one scientist can be captured, many other can be captured.
By saying that
we
have got free food, come and die.
So first we give them prasadam and then they come, or first they come and then we give them prasadam?
Yes, just like that. Doctor who came also. So gradually they come, because they are...
But they are more interested in seeing the molecules than seeing prasadam.
No.
That is what they are intended.
So we have to trick them.
They want to see pictures. Not to see molecules, but to see how palatable diseases are there.
Yeah, they forget it.
At that time they forget their laboratory.
You forgot your laboratory.
Just like Govind Khorana, he got Nobel Prize about a few years ago.
Yeah.
So whenever he works, he never cares about anything. What he cares is only just a piece of paper and a pen so that he can write molecules.
Yeah.
So his consciousness is only on molecules.
Yeah.
And he's very happy.
That is nice. That's nice.
He's reading school.
That is Maya. Pig is happy and eating stew. That is Maya. Pratyabhatmika shakti, covering energy from Maya. Unless he is covered, he cannot eat and enjoy.
So these are all guided by Maya.
Yes. Everything is conducting everything as you are associating the qualities of it. Yes, Jiva Goswami. Jiva Goswami has stated that unless we accept Ochinta, inconceivable energy, there is no conception of God. There is no conception of God. If you bring God to your conception, He is not God.
Yes.
Actually, that is the problem. We cannot explain what is God. We have to accept what is God from God.
Avaroha process?
Yeah, not yes, avaroha process. Yes, thank you. Here Krishna says, matta parataram nandyam. We have to accept that. Matta parataram nandyam kinchi jasti dhananjaya. So there is no more superior authority than me.
What do you think of this thing? Scientists, even the great sages can't know.
Yes. Aham adir hi devana.
Maharshinam cha sa. Even Lord Brahma, when he saw Krishna, he knew the Vishnu forms.
Yes.
It's Krishna, then he himself said that as far as I know, as I'm concerned, I don't know anything about him.
Yes. That is Brahma's position, not to speak about. Jashantam navidu surasurogana divaya tasmai nama. Jangamam mahavarunanda rukya sunnanti vidvaisthavad. Brahma, Varuna, all demigods. Jangamam mahavarunanda rukya. Rudrayam, Shiva, Lord Shiva. Simnanti dibbaistabai. Vidishangapadakrama upanishadai gayanti jan sāvara. Jayanavastita tadgatina manusa pasanti nandhuni. That Bharati cited this verse.
Yes. The five gods?
No, no, this verse.
Acharya Prabhupada?
No, no. This is Vedic.
Where is it from? Where is it from?
Is it Bhagavatam?
Yes, Bhagavatam is there.
I remember Srila Prabhupada used this asura to differentiate between life and non-living.
No, chinta means living.
No, chinta is life has asura.
Yeah.
What is a non-life doesn't have?
Huh?
Just like a molecule.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't have this is achinta.
But they may.
No, it has, but it is covered too much. Consciousness is covered. Potency. Potent. It is potent.
Molecule has consciousness?
Yes, everything has consciousness. But it is covered. The degrees of covering.
Somebody even asked me about what is material and what is spiritual, Prabhupada. I say that whatever is in connection with God is spiritual and whatever is not in connection with God is material. Is that right?
Consciousness makes a difference.
Huh?
Your consciousness makes a difference.
Yes.
Because everything is in connection with God except in our own consciousness. We admire.
Just like we are taking prasadam. How it is spiritual?
It is offered to Krishna.
By our knowledge. That it is
by knowledge, because it is offered to Krishna. Krishna consciousness is there. So anything which is accepted in Krishna consciousness, that is spiritual. What is that?
They are sleeping on the beach.
So what is the benefit of that?
No. They save their rent money.
Huh? That is his misfortune. That is a young man's passion in your country.
Yes.
That is not austerity. That is licentiousness.
Yes. It comes from the time when we admire swashbuckling and being free, so-called, in the material sense.
That is reaction.
Yes.
There's a rich man is trying to become a poor man. Let me see. What is the advantage of poor man? That's right. Your country does not require to lie down like that. You have got enough arrangement. But it is a fashion. That's right. The fashion is not austerity. There is sense gratification. It appears like austerity, but it is sense gratification. Real austerity is not to make any sense gratification, simply to serve Krishna. That is real austerity.
So if Krishna required us to sleep on the beach, then if Krishna required us to sleep on the beach, that would not be sense gratification.
No. And why Krishna is required? Like that. Do you mean Krishna is a madman?
No.
Yes, I was thinking that too. Why would Krishna require any of his devotees to sleep on the beach?
He wants to see his devotees are comfortably situated. Why he unnecessarily asks that go to the beach and lie down?
Is there such a thing as a sincere atheist who benefits by austerity?
Atheist, how is sincere?
That's what I'm asking.
Honest thief. contradictory. I say, here is an honest thief. Is that a good designation, honest thief?
Well, in that case, that's so. You're right. It's absurd. Yeah.
So,
sincerity. That there are those who appear, at least they think, they feel they are sincere when they go through austerity. They won't accept Krishna consciousness as at this point in their existence.
No, some atheist says that we are godless because nobody has convinced us about the existence of God.
Yes.
That is honest. That is honest. But there are rascals. However, you may convince him, he'll not take it. That is rascal.
Believe in God.
Yes.
So the honest ones become devotees.
Yes.
We were all.
If he's honest, then he must take.
We were all atheists, Prabhupada.
Huh?
We were all atheists.
Yeah. If an atheist is honest, then when he's convinced, he must take, accept it. Yeah. That is honesty. If after convincing he does not take, that is dishonesty.
Yes.
Dishonesty.
But there's a quality in this age that one does not accept defeat philosophically. Philosophical defeat. If one is presented with philosophically sound arguments, it is a tendency today to refuse to accept the superiority of Krishna consciousness philosophy over any other philosophy.
Yeah.
It's very popular to put all philosophies in the same, oh, that's philosophy, they say. They say that everybody has his opinion, that's your opinion, they say.
No.
So no one will accept any kind of superior philosophy. It's very difficult to discuss these things in that matter.
Then everyone becomes superior. Then where is the question of philosophy? If everyone is superior himself, then there is no question of philosophy. Is there a necessity? You are superior, I am superior. Then where is the question of discussing philosophy?
That is trying to be God each time. We are always God.
Then philosophy becomes null and void.
Yes.
As soon as everyone becomes his own authority, then philosophy becomes null and void. There is no necessity of philosophy.
That is the difficulty of our age.
That means they are rascals. Mura. If you do not accept philosophy, do not accept authority, that means all rascals.
He said opamates.
Outlaws. They're called outlaws. The outlaws, they do not accept any authority, government authority or authority of the law. They're called outlaws. Rejected.
Yeah, this is a nation of outlaws.
So they're rejected.
Yeah.